Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Whether you've called in over the phone line, whether you're listening to us through your computer, you've downloaded the app on your phone or your iPad, however you're listening to us, for those that are listening in the archives, welcome. You have made it, that's right, to another amazing, awesome, life-changing, inspiring episode of Destiny Empowerment Hour with your host, your homegirl, none other than, that's right, that's me, Sharice Riley, also known as Ms. Destined Greatness. I'm so glad that you guys can join me. I know some of you like, man, Sharice, I'm glad you came to change the time of the show because you know my show come on tonight, being Mary Jane come back on, and I got to be glued in front of the TV or whatever your vice is for TV land. I'm glad that you made time in your schedule to join us to get something tonight that's going to inspire, get an impartation that's going to help relight that fire, rekindle that fire, or make the fire that's already down on the inside side of you burn even the more. That is part of the purpose of what we do and why we do what we do here on Destiny Empowerment Hour, bringing you guests, individuals, men and women that can provoke life-changing thoughts. Because what happens when you change the way you think, you can literally change your life. You can reroute the course in the direction as to where your life is heading and get back on track so that you can embrace purpose to be able to fulfill your destiny. We are excited about giving people the tools and the tips for them to be able to give authority to their future. Many of you all didn't know that that's what Destiny Empowerment stands for. It stands for giving authority to your future. How many of us have had our future taken away from us? And what I mean by that is growing up, you know, I share the story all the time. Well, I shouldn't say all the time, but from time to time, I share the story of how, you know, I was told I wouldn't be nothing, wouldn't amount to nothing. Nobody would ever love me. Nobody would ever want me. Don't matter what I try to do, I wouldn't be good at. I would fail at things. And, you know, there was a saying that I used to hear all the time as a kid, and I remember growing up thinking, wow, that is the biggest lie ever. And that was the saying that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. And whoever made that up evidently have never had any powerful words ever spoken over their life. So yes, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will absolutely positively hurt you. And not just hurt you, words can literally destroy you if you allow it. So had I stayed in the place that I was, stayed in the mindset that I was at, did not connect myself with individuals that was able to challenge my thought process or challenge, you know, what I was speaking out my mouth, I could not change the way I thought or change the way I saw myself. Why? Because I allowed the words that had been spoken, not only words that's been spoken over me, but words I adopted and took as my own that were negative. And I began to live in that. I began to allow that to dictate my future. And I learned how to take authority back and realize that God created me with a perfect plan in mind. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you. They're thoughts of good and not of evil. You know, he talks about that expected end to give me a hope and a future and all of those good things. So regardless of what I've been through, what I've been through has no bearings of where I'm going. Why? Because he then came back and said in Romans, he said that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. That means that no matter what I've been through, no matter where my life has taken me, no matter what roadblocks, no matter what situations that I found myself in or I was placed in by others, it still has no comparison to the path, to the destination, to that point to where God has already directed and orchestrated my future to go. But it's up to me to take authority over that thing and give authority back to my future and back to the plan that God originally had in hand. So I'm not going to preach to y'all tonight. I promise you I'm not. But last week, if you were on our show, man, I was on here with Shalonda, Coach Treasure Williams, and she helped to stir something up down on the inside of me. This has been an amazing week of revelations, of understanding. I mean, just so many things have happened on this week, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to be in position to not just receive, but when I receive, to be able to pour back out. So really excited about that. If you missed last week's broadcast, guess what? Don't worry. After this show is over, because we got some more for you today. We have some more for you today. So hold on. Put your seatbelts on, because I promise you, it's going down. It is going down tonight on Destiny Empowerment Hour. So you got time to go Facebook, go tweet, go Instagram, whatever your social media outlet is. You have time to pick up your phone, go text, and tell somebody, listen, if you're not tuned in to Destiny Empowerment Hour tonight, you need to tune in. Go to that website, www.blogtalk.com/Destiny Empowerment Project. Or if you're on the road and you're driving home, call into that phone line, 646-564-9774, where you can listen over the phone line. But you do not want to miss tonight's broadcast. You don't want to miss the information, all that's going to be poured out and shared tonight, because I am, as y'all can hear, I'm excited. I am super, super duper excited. I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about the shift that's taking place. I'm excited about the changing of the guards, the changing of the arms. I'm really excited because I told you guys, I shared with you all at the beginning of the year that at this season in my life, that purpose and timing has finally found its way to each other. They've connected and they've made out, and it has created a now moment in my life. That's right. I'm walking in my now moment. Things that have been spoken over my life, things that I had written down in my vision books and my journals all the way back in 1996. Here it is, 2015, and those things are just now being revealed. They're just now coming to pass. And that's why I tell you guys, baby, you have to be patient. You have to work. God sent his word to perform it, that it will not return unto him void. So sometimes we have to wait. Don't get into a hurry for things. Find yourself busy. Continue to hone your craft. Sharpen your sword. Sharpen your skills. Because what was promised over your life, it will honestly speak, and it will come to pass if you faint not. I promise you. So I done went all off on a tangent. I'm supposed to be giving you guys some announcements. I know some of you all over there laughing like, oh, Lord, there goes Sharice again. She done did it again. Yes, I did. I did it again. But that's okay. It's my show. Don't like it, get your own show. Ha! That's right. A little bit of sarcasm, nothing wrong with it. But guys, I'm excited, and I know you can hear it in my voice. I'm really, really excited. I'm excited about not only what God is doing in my life, but what he's doing in the people's lives that he has strategically put in my life in this season. The guest that we have tonight is no different. We are blessed to have with us Miss D. Sally. Phenomenal, phenomenal, awesome woman of God. She's an author, a speaker. She's an abundant life coach. She actually discusses and teaches people about serving, supporting, and equipping young and adult women to live life with purpose and to walk boldly into their divine destiny. I want to read a little bit of her bio because I think it's just absolutely amazing. But DeBreda, also known as D. Sally, she's a compassionate, fun-loving, resilient, God-fearing woman who enjoys writing, reading, and caring for her son. She has been an accounting professional by trade for over 20 years. However, in October 2010, she realized her dream, meaning her purpose, of becoming a certified life coach, and has a gift and passion for for writing and was blessed with the opportunity to share her story of perseverance and faith as a collaborative author in volumes 1 and 2 of the Cheers to Your Success anthology in 2010 and 2012. Respectively, Miss Sally has accepted her life calling to minister to women of all ages through the vehicles of writing and speaking. I told you guys, it's not just me. I told you there is a shift in this atmosphere. I'm telling you. Y'all, I hope it, play with it if you want to. Buckle up your seatbelts. Get out your pen and paper because tonight, man, you're going to receive a treat. Her assignment includes encouraging young ladies to make conscious decisions that will render them better life experiences and assisting adult women in successfully maneuvering life transitions, setting strategies for goal completion, and helping them uncover and break down roadblocks that may hinder their progress. She strives to put God first and live a life of purpose and abundance by being a willing vessel and using her God-given gifts, skills, and abilities to make a difference in the lives of others and glorify God in the earth. Miss Sally understands that she is blessed to be a blessing. I just said that today. I believe so strongly in that. She is blessed to be a blessing and has survived some of life's struggles and challenges so that her life can be a witness and testimony to someone else that will ignore, forsake, and through his strength, you can overcome anything. Life is a journey that will include unexpected circumstances, triumphs, and tribulations, but as long as you remain steadfast, persevere by staying in the race, who are destined to win? I've just read her bio, so all of the stuff that I was saying before, I had not read her bio. So that's why I keep telling you guys, God is so strategic in this hour. It's up to you whether or not you are going to get into this game called life. Are you going to get into this game called destiny? Are you going to get into this game called purpose? Or are you going to sit on the sidelines watching life pass you by, continually to just exist and not actually live? Are you going to continue to sit on the sidelines talking about what you could have done, what you should have done, what you would have done, had this been in place, had that been in place? Or are you going to get off the sidelines and are you going to create? If there's not a role there, create one. When this world was formed, it was void. You know, God had to create things. And how did he do it? He spoke it into existence. So what are you speaking into existence in your own life? What are you creating? You want to change the way your life is? Start with changing your thought patterns and change what you speak out of your mouth. I'm so excited to have this lady with us tonight. You guys don't even understand. And before we bring her on, because I want to give her as much time as possible to share whatever is on her heart, we're going to go to a brief commercial break. Why? Because we got to pay our bills. That's right. And then we got some amazing announcements, some stuff that we want to share with you that we got going on here at Destiny Empowerment, how you can connect with us, how you can partner with us strategically with all of our upcoming events. Can't wait to share that with you when we get back. We'll be back from commercial break in about 2 minutes. Keep it locked right here. Don't touch your computer. Don't touch your phone. Stay with us. Call a friend. Tell them, hey, join Destiny Empowerment Hour. Go to their website. Listen to the show live or call and listen over the phone line. If you have a question or a comment, you can call in that question or comment as well to 646-564-9774. That's 646-564-9774. We'll be right back after this brief commercial.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
Have you ever thought about having your own TV show? Have you dreamed of helping thousands of women in one setting? Then it's time to call the Christian Women's Network TV. From drama shows to talk shows to promoting ministry or business through commercials, the Christian Women's Network TV has altered the course of how we view TV. Call today to find out how you can be a vital part of this growing network. For more information, please call 855 952-7446 or visit us at www.watchcwn.com. The Christian Women's Network TV, the network where women matter.
These amazing artists. You can find Ebony Archer on Facebook. Go to Amazon. You can go to iTunes, download the song, promote, support what she's doing as a young independent artist. Also, phenomenal young lady doing some great things, who also just received an honorary doctorate as well. That's Ebony Archer. She has two phenomenal songs that we play regularly on our show, Get Back Up and Gotta Believe in Me. Very inspirational, motivational, impactful. So as I promised, I told you guys when we came back from the commercial break that we had a phenomenal person that was standing by waiting on the phone lines to talk to you, to speak life into you, to share all of the goodness that she has experienced in life, all of the wisdom that she has gained. I cannot wait to introduce her to some and present her to others. So, guys, help me give a warm welcome to our special guest tonight, Mr. Breda D. Sally. Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour.
Good evening. So good evening.
To have you.
Good evening. I'm excited to be here.
So excited.
I'm excited.
To have you. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Doing some great things, have already done some great things. Want to just first welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
I know we talked back in December. Dee and I actually met on a panel that we both sat on for an event in December, 24 Hours of Power, through the amazing mind behind that was Miss Stevie Aisha Mills. Y'all hear me talk about her a lot on the show because some of the recent people that I've interviewed, I've met through that awesome connection. That is the power of cooperative collaboration, community collaboration that I talk about, that understanding your gifts, standing your lane, sharing what you have and not feeling like, well, I can't share this with nobody because I don't want them to steal what I have. She is the pillar of what collaboration is all about. She's done a phenomenal job and have some great things. And she's connected a group of women together that has just been amazing. So, Ms. D, I'm glad to have you on the show. And I know I said a little bit about you on your bio, but for our listeners, for those that are listening to the show, or they're listening live, or they're listening in the archives, from your mouth to their ears, share with them in your words who D. Sally is.
Wow. Thank you again for having me on the show. It's my pleasure to be here with you on tonight. Describing myself, basically, I am a woman who loves God, who loves being placed in position to empower others, mainly women, to walk boldly into their destiny, you know, past the challenges that come your way, past the things that have kept you stagnant, past the things that have caused you to settle in different areas of your life and the fears that try to keep you where you are, just to continue to press into God and to seek His will for your life, not necessarily what your will is, not necessarily what another person's will is for your life, but that God-orchestrated destiny that He has for you.
Amen. Now, I could not have said that no better if I tried, and I think that's so awesome. Now, you do an array of things. I mean, you by trade, you were an accountant, and you said in 2010 you finally decided to hold up, you know, a life to do this and pay the bills, but there's a passion. There's something down on the inside of me that's a greater calling than what I'm doing right now. So I want you to share with us that particular transition, because I find that we have a lot of people that tune into our show that are employpreneurs. And what I mean, there are individuals that are still working, they're still in the grind, still in the 9-to-5, but they know that they've been called to entrepreneurship or to move from being the employee to the employer. And sometimes to make that transition or to find that balance to either do both or to transition out, you know, share with us a little bit about what was going on during that time and how did you finally decide to go in and embrace this new journey that you're on?
Wow. Let's see. So much has happened. I'm going to try to summarize it.
Okay.
So in December of 2009, my husband passed away due to stomach cancer. And at that particular time, I had gone, walked with him through his journey of being sick for about 6 months. And that's when he lost his battle to the illness. However, I always had a passion for writing, and I also always had a passion for giving advice. You know, people would come to me for advice. I always had a passion for being able to hear what wasn't being said and being able to, you know, offer suggestions and a listening ear to others. And lo and behold, I answered a call that went out for people to be part of a book collaboration in January of 2010. That was, and it's crazy because that occurred right after, right in the heart of everything that was going on with me and my family. But I just felt God tugging on my heart that I had a message that He wanted me to share. And at that particular time, you know, I picked it up, I put it down, I picked it up, I put it down, and then, you know, I responded to that voice that said that I had to share. So that's when I became a part of the collaborative effort with the brainchild of that was Carol Sankar, and that was called Cheers to Your Success. There's two volumes of that anthology that I ended up being a part of. That same month, I also began my journey to getting certified as a life coach through a company by the name of Life Compass.
Okay.
And so I began coaching for them, and God connected me with some wonderful ladies, and I did about of coaching with them for probably about a year. And then, you know, different things in life began to happen for me. And because I had went straight from that point of transition in my life, and I went full speed ahead into ministry and helping others, I did not take the time to necessarily fully process everything that had occurred, not only with my husband and his passing, but in my life before my husband and different things, processing different things that had occurred to bring me to the point where I was in life at that moment.
Right.
And as a result, the stress that I had, the things that I had not dealt with, and you know, as a single parent now, raising my son, trying to care for my home, trying to work, I ended up becoming sick. I believe it was stress that basically caused me to have a chronic illness. And that's why I'm so passionate now.
Are you there?
About, yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I do apologize. We've been having problems with Blog Talk the past couple of shows, so I do apologize. Those that have been listening to the show, you already know the issues that usually around this time, we normally have the whole system cuts out on my behalf. Uh-huh. So I do apologize for that brief interruption. And if you can just go ahead and continue from there.
Okay, so I was basically just saying how going full speed ahead past that transition into walking into my purpose and not necessarily taking the time to process and to heal, not just the what transitioned with my husband, but basically my life and my life up to that moment. So the stress of being a single parent at that time and, you know, beginning to manage everything on my own began to take root, and I caused a chronic illness. And so since that time, God has healed me from that, and, you know, I've learned to deal with the stress and deal with the fears and different things that were keeping me bound, and press into my relationship with God, and to discontinue, you know, to stop trying to do everything that I've seen everybody else do,
mm-hmm.
but seek God diligently
mm-hmm.
and seek Him for what He wants me to do and be content with that. And that mm-hmm. alone took away a whole bunch of stress.
Wow.
You know, that's why I have such a passion for helping not only, you know, getting to the point fully where I can be fine with being myself and who God have called me to be, but getting other women to who God places in my path to see that that's what they need to do as well, that it's nothing wrong with when something happens in life, whether it be unexpected or not unexpected, to basically take the time to process it, you know, and not try to be a superwoman for everyone else and neglect your own self.
Well, now that's powerful. That's a powerful statement right there, and that's so true. And I so can relate to that because that used to be me. You know, that mm-hmm. that was me, and even sometimes today I still have to, I literally still have to give a reality check and be like, okay, hold up, Sheree, stop, slow down. You're doing too much. You're taking on too much. You're trying to be everything to everybody and not enough to yourself. I think that's a powerful statement. So let me ask you this. What do you think are some of the reasons why we as women, why do we tend to end up that way or end up in that position?
Well, let's see. There's a few. I think, number one, we were born to be nurturers. You know, if you can look back as far as possible and you can see how, you know, while men have been the breadwinners in a lot of instances, women have been the ones to hold the family together, you know, and it's like a superwoman syndrome type of thing. In addition to, for me, once I, if anyone has ever read the book I was first a part of, I talked about being liberated for His purpose.
Okay.
There were some things that transitioned in my marriage that, you know, kept me from pursuing my purpose. So when I became a single woman, you know, everything in me just wanted to burst out and to seek and to walk in purpose. So that's another thing. It's that passion within us that, you know, once God shows us something or if we have a passion for it, you know, it's like no holds bar. You know, we want to go full speed ahead into doing it. So I think those are the top two that I would say, the two things that cause us to, you know, take on sometimes more than we can chew or bite off more than we can chew.
Yes. I had to start using the elephant analogy, and I have to like literally visualize an elephant, you know, because the elephant, mm-hmm. when we see an elephant, we think, oh my God, this is so big, like, right. you know, it's something huge. So I had to learn, how do you eat an elephant? You do it one bite Slowly. At a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like visualize that and realize that, okay, for me to be able to slow down, what are some tips or steps or just practical practices that you could share with those that's listening that would help those that may be saying, you know what, ooh, she just stepped on my toe, she just peeped my car, that is so mean. Ms. D, help me. How do I move from being this person? How do I get out of that rut that I always find myself falling into? What are some practical tips or tools or strategies that you could provide with those listening that may say, hey, that's their daily battle?
Well, let me first say that I am still in that category as well. You know, I think that it's something that is a work in process.
Exactly.
But I think the first step to recovery is admitting that it's a problem.
Yes.
So that's the first hurdle. Once you get past that first hurdle, I mean, I think it's, you know, all open field from that point. But the biggest thing is, like I said, having that relationship with God and seeking him regularly, having that regular devotional time so that he can speak to you, whether it be speaking to you through the word or whether something you see throughout your day telling you, hey, you know, no, you can't do that right now, or that's not for this season, you know, something that's pointing to you to slow down. So that's the first thing, that relationship with God and constantly going to him. Because a lot of times we feel we're becoming overwhelmed.
Yes.
We just choose to ignore it.
Yes.
So if you feel like your breathing pattern is erratic and your body is tensing up, that's a sure sign that you're doing too much.
You're doing
something
too much.
Something is out of sync. And it's time to sit down and to breathe in and breathe out and go back to the drawing board so that God can put you on the right path. But it's a work in process. Like I said, we are naturally nurturers. We are naturally made to want to get things done. I just think that that's a part of us. And so it's going to always be a work in process, but the first step is identifying it and being honest with yourself and recognizing that it is an issue,
mm-hmm.
and just being clear on what your goals are. So that's
right.
Another thing. You have to be clear on what your goals are, because a lot of things will come our way that are tempting, that are good things, but they're not necessarily God things.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
I tell you, Ms. D, you've been in my house all week. I promise you, you had to have been a fly on the wall, because I've been talking about that. I've been talking about that, and I actually did a post on Facebook about taking the good over the best, and that best representing God. That, you know, we have so many good opportunities that come our way. That's not knocking anything. They're good opportunities. They're good things. But every good thing is not necessarily the best thing or the God thing for you. And it's
for
okay
you.
To say no. And
yeah.
we have to learn the difference. But sadly, we live in this microwave generation that we want it fast, we want it fast, we want it fast. And we think that every good opportunity that comes our way, we're supposed to jump on it anyway and ride it into whatever. And that's not the case. Not realizing that sometimes connecting to a good opportunity can cause you to miss out on your God opportunity. Because you just like the for those that are, this is your first time listening to the show, I make no apologies for my faith and for my belief. This is a Christian-based show and broadcast. We don't push our beliefs or our faith off on anyone else of different beliefs, but this is the foundation of our show. And I always like to kind of just set that background, because we do also sometimes have new listeners, and I'll get people writing in to me some crazy stuff. But I say that to say this, just like the five foolish and the five wise virgins, when they were waiting for the groomsmen to come in, you know, you had five waiting, you know, they were prepared. They didn't care what came or what went on. They had already did what they needed to do to prepare. So no matter what came their way, they were not going to be distracted from the actual purpose of what they're waiting on. But the five foolish, they wasn't prepared. So everything that came along, they was, you know, giving and giving and giving to when it got time for the bridegroom to come, they wasn't prepared. So they had to leave to go make preparations. But by the time they got back with their preparations, what they were waiting on had already come
it's
and gone.
Late.
The door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
It was too late. They had missed out on their season. And I think about that in relation to how many of us have found ourselves in that situation.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
yes,
or found
indeed.
Ourselves in that position. I know I have at times. And thankfully, God reopened up a door down the line. Sometimes it took years for certain things
yes.
to come back around. And, you know, so it's like we do this and we share this because we want to be able to help people not make those same mistakes. Don't fall in that trap. I'm telling you, if you take five steps to the left, there's a ditch you're going to fall into. You ain't going to be able to get back out. We're sharing that with you so you don't go that way.
Yes, and you're going to look up and 5 and 10 years are going to be gone by. And it's just, you know, vital time. You know, time is not standing still. We're not getting any younger. You know, and, you know, families are growing, people are passing on, and,
yes.
you know, we're still in the same place of, and I'll speak for myself, in the same place of getting off track. I got off track for several years in this book that God has led me about my journey to put out. And let's see, I guess it's been 5 years in the making because it has been a total of 5 years. There are some things that had to transpire within that period of time that I see now was a part of keeping me from completing it. However, there were also some things that occurred, some distractions that occurred, some things that I fell into that took me off course, you know, and distracted, you know, in that group of the versions that you said were unprepared
mm-hmm.
to the point where I couldn't fully walk in my destiny. You
yeah.
know, I was, you know, caught up in some issues with settling for second best and dealing with fear and, you know, just afraid of, you know, sharing my stories and some of the ugly parts of my story and what people would think. And we have to get to the place where we realize that the things that we've gone through are not for us, but they're for those who God has assigned to us.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You know. For instance, I always see young women out there who are so addicted to Instagram and taking
mm-hmm.
selfies and taking pictures, and what they're really doing is crying out for attention. You know,
yes.
they're crying out for something that's missing, something, some type of void they're trying to fill by getting attention from those likes or those comments
mm-hmm.
that are coming their
mm-hmm.
way. And those are the women that, you know, the young women that God wants me to use what I have gone through to speak life into.
Wow.
You know, that they are his chosen women. They are fearfully and wondrously made. They don't have to seek validation from outside of themselves. God has already made them to be the apple of his eye. And they don't have to seek validation from someone outside of themselves. So I'm not sure how I went off on that tangent, but I just see it every day.
Yeah, and it's so true, and that's so good because I was going to actually talk to you about the next thing I was going to bring up, and you kind of just flow right into it, was this blog that you have, The Balancing Act, The Life Lesson from a Missing Pair of Shoes. But, you know, I'm looking at your site, I'm like, oh, my God, this is just so amazing. And there's something that you say in here. You said you talk about balance, and you says, I believe that it's time to get back to basics and seek to achieve a healthy sense of balance by making Jesus the center of everything that we seek to accomplish for ourselves and our family. The
yeah.
ideal amount of balance can be found in our commitment to press, which is an acronym for the following. We'll go into the acronym for a minute, but I think that's so true, even in going into the selfies and the cries for attention. When you lack a balance in your life, when you spend so much time focusing on one area or putting one area of your life underneath a microphone, you know, one of those magnifying glasses, you begin to see flaws and things about yourself that
yeah.
that you know, scary or that you feel like because you didn't put it under a magnifying glass, the rest of the world isn't seeing that. So then you try to magnify other assets of you that you think are a little bit more worthy, or you feel like this is what people want, or this is how I get people to like me, because you've magnified something else that we don't even see. We don't even know exists. Only you know exists in your mind. So I think that's a really good point. But you have an amazing acronym that you use for the word PRESS. And I want you to share a little bit with that with us. And, I mean, you have the P for pursue your purpose, R for resist the urge to be busy, E to enjoy life to the fullest, S to stop saying yes to everything, and S to spend daily quality time in devotions and prayer. And, you know, in the next minute or two, can you break those down for us?
Well, I guess in a nutshell, what I've learned along this journey to identify my purpose and to walk the path that God has called me to walk, the biggest thing that I dealt with was fear. And you mentioned the magnification of our personal flaws, thinking that other people seen them, see them. That was one of the things I dealt with as well. And in building that relationship with God, what it has allowed me to see is that, or realize and be able to communicate to others, is that your flaws, the things that we see as flaws, the things that we see as our differences that make us stand out and we think that they're causing people to think of us in a certain way, those are the things that God wants to use. And when we suppress them, when we suppress them, in my opinion, basically we're I can't think of the word. I believe we offend him. We offend him because we're saying, this part of me isn't good enough, so let me magnify this over here. Let me portray this to be this way, and it'll make me be seen in a better light. But we're reducing the impact that we can make in the earth because God wants to use it all. And it's not really a flaw. It's really a strength. When used in the proper way, we have to use it in the proper way. We have to be able to be willing to be naked and unashamed. Yes, this is me, not in an arrogant tone or manner, but yes, this is me. However, because I'm seeking to grow in God, because I'm seeking to grow daily by his grace, I am who he says I am. I will be who he has called me to be. And this is just a part of me. This does not... I can't think of the word, but this is not not all of who I am.
It doesn't define you.
It doesn't define me. That's the word. This doesn't define me. I am who I am because of the blood of Jesus, because of the grace and mercy of God, and he wants to use every part of me. And when we get to that place and we have that regular time with God, when we pursue our purpose, not what we want to do, but what he has called us to do, when we learn how to rest in him, that's something I personally continue to struggle with. When we just learn how to say, I can put this down. I don't have to do this today. If I'm resting in God's grace, then I need to be led the way he wants me to go and not necessarily the way I want to go. And his plan unfolds as it should. We can't make things happen, no matter how hard we try, because we do, but we have to be willing to be led by God and willing to put him first and willing to be open to be used by whatever means he wants to use us.
Amen. That's powerful, and that's so good, and that's so great. I want you to share with our audience now, your blog is just... I'm sitting and I'm listening to you, but I'm going through the different parts of your blog, just different things that you, I'm like, my God, like she is definitely called to write. Like you really speak in what you're saying, reflections of you. God already sees you looking better. And then you have intentionally choosing life more abundantly. So I want you to share with those that's listening that are tuned in, how can people connect to you? What do you have going on? Do you have any new books that's getting ready to come out? How can they connect with your blog? You are also a life coach, an abundance coach. What coaching services do you offer? How can people connect with you to find out more information, to get your services, or say, you know what, I need someone like that in my life. I need exactly what she's offering. I need someone that's going to help me through this process. How do they connect with you? How do they partner with you and find out more information?
Okay, well, the best place to connect with me is through my blog, through the site. It's www.deeabundantlifecoach.com. I also have a Facebook page, and that's Fuel for Your Journey with D Abundant Life Coach. The name of the blog is called Fuel for Your Journey. As far as projects that I'm working on, I am about to be a part of a collaborative book effort, also under the management of Stevie Aisha Mills, okay. And that book should be coming out within the next few months.
Okay.
I'm also editing and reviewing my book project, Finally, and that will
awesome.
Be released this year.
Yay!
That will be released this year, in Jesus' name. And
right.
So those are the ways you can connect. I'm also on LinkedIn. So there's the blog site, the fan page, and LinkedIn. And I'm on LinkedIn as Debrata Sally.
Okay. And I'm going to reread that to you guys. And it's also on the show page. So if you're connected to us on Blog Talk, if you're not, you can go and connect with us now. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Project. Right on the front page, you'll see today's show, Walking Boldly in Divine Destiny with Debrata D. Sally. And then you'll see the links underneath, the link to her website, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to Twitter, and her email address. She'll be able to find all of that information right on our site. So make sure you go, make sure you connect. Make sure that you follow her page on Facebook, the Women of Triumph and Destiny. Make sure you go and you follow that on Facebook and connect with her. And also, you do life coaching, so share a little bit about that,
yes.
The services that you offer and how people can connect with you and your coaching.
Okay, the main demographic that I coach to is women. And okay. And the areas that I specialize in coaching is in life transitions, and strategic goal setting, for those who have gone through, whether it be the loss of a job, those who find themselves in the midst of being a caretaker, those who may have lost a spouse or a loved one. Those are my areas of specialization and being a listening ear and a guide and a director and resource for those who find themselves at those places in their lives.
So you guys hear that. So that wicked curveball that just got thrown your way, that situation that you were not expecting, there
yes.
is someone here that can now help you with that. Man, I could have used you in 2010. When life threw me a curveball with the loss of my mom, I understand how hard that can be. And how life literally takes on just your whole outlook is now different. Everything that you knew or life as you knew it up to that point has completely been changed. It's been shattered.
Yeah.
It's been shaken.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like it reminds me in the movie The Passion of the Christ where, after they had crucified Jesus and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were all back up in their palace and they thought they had did something. And all of a sudden, the earth started to shake and the veil began to tear and the concrete began to open up. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, what's going on? That's exactly how it feels when something unexpected
yeah.
happened, like a loss of a job, a layoff. We've been experiencing recessions all over.
Yeah.
People have been leaving this earth left and right, young
mm-hmm.
and old. And a lot of it we don't understand. We've been taught that, all of us have 70 plus years that God promised us, but what we fail to realize, we don't know when the time is up in our lives. We're waiting for the rapture, but what you fail to realize is that rapture could be your individual rapture. When will God come and rapture you home? We wait for this big old thing, so we don't understand. So, when those things happen and we don't have any words for it or we don't understand it, it's good to be able to have someone that's been there, that understands it, and that can
yeah.
offer that shoulder. And I I'm grateful for you. I thank God that God put that in your heart and in your spirit to be able to offer those services to people that go through, because we do need that outlet. We do need that person that we can connect with. And, you
Amen.
Know.
I also forgot to, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
but I also forgot that God led me to start a weekly prayer group or call that's not advertised, because his instruction to me is to create a safe, open environment for those who find themselves in the midst of transitioning or different situations where they may have been hurt, so they don't like to share with everyone. So we have a weekly prayer call, prayer and empowerment call, where we have prayer, we lay things on, you know, on the altar and openly, and pray for one another every week as well as during the week. And that is a private environment. However, you can find on the website the page to where my email address is if you'd like to be a part of that.
Awesome. So if you go to her website, that's www.deabundantlifecoach.com. Once again, that's www.deabundantlifecoach.com. Go and look for where her email is. And
there's a page called Conversations That Fuel Your Journey. And on that page, all that information is located there.
I see it. So on your left-hand side, when you go to the website, guys, on your left-hand side, it's going to be that last one, Conversations That Fuel Your Journey, Prayer and Empowerment Call. The information is right there. So go there, connect, make sure you join that call, get what you need, be blessed by it, and then reach out to her. If you find yourself in that situation, reach out, because there's nothing like investing back in yourself. You know, there's nothing like saying, you know what, I need some help. I've tried this by myself, and I can't get through it. I need somebody that understands, that gets it. You know, we have so many people out here that said, oh, I can help you with this, I can help you with that, I'm a life coach for this, I'm a life coach for that, and then you sit down with them and you realize you have no clue of what you're going through and what you're experiencing. So they can give you textbook on how to help you, but they can't give you life experience. They've not walked through what you've been through. So it's so important that you're connecting with people that can relate and give you valuable tools and resources and true understanding of where you are, because they've been there and they've done that. So it's been such a pleasure to have tonight. Man, the time has literally flown by.
I know, it has been
like,
great.
We have 8 minutes left on the show. Literally 8 minutes left on the show. So in the 8 minutes that we have left, I want you to use one of those minutes just to speak candidly, whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to share to those people that may be tuned in, that may be listening right now, listening live. But those that are listening to this show tonight in the archives, what is on your heart that you want to share and bless them with over the next 60 seconds?
Well, I basically just want to say that it's never too late to pursue your passion, to pursue your dreams, to pursue that thing that God has placed on your heart. I also want to say that you do not have to settle for second best, for mediocre. God, if you're a child of God, He wants His best for you. If you're a person in this world, you deserve the best that life has to offer you. And I just want to speak to, in this world, we have a lot of negativity across the airwaves through all types of things in our interaction. Life is too short. Walk your path of destiny that God has for you. Show love to one another. Be respectful to one another. Respect another person's differences and opinions. And just let God use you to do what He wants to do in the earth.
Amen. I received that. I hope you all received that. And I want to thank you. And before I let her go out, I also want to say this, guys. You know, what she just said about the negative energy, all of those different things. I know many of us, if you're on social media, you've been following the story about Bobby Christina, which is Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter. And the media people, their comments, I'm like just so blown away. You know, yes, we understand this young lady has problems or things like that, but this is a young lady that also lost her mother. This is a young lady that, I mean, if you ever lost a parent, someone that you loved, that you cared for, regardless of what was going on in their life, regardless of the lifestyle that they lived, that's not a hard pill. That's not an easy pill to swallow. You know, so yes, this young lady's been crying out for help, but instead of us putting stuff out there, well, we knew this was going to happen, or, oh, yeah, we this and that, let's fall on our face and let's pray for this baby, because at the end of the day, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's child. She's somebody's granddaughter, somebody's niece. You know, she belongs to somebody's family, and what's happening in her life right now could very well be yours. It could be your child. It could be your mother. It can be your sister. It could be your best friend. See, the problem that we have in this life that we feel because we're not on that side, we're not on that celebrity side. This girl didn't ask for that. She didn't ask to be born into this family of celebrities. So her life has had to be lived out loud in the public eye. For there, we're so quick to pass judgment and throw stones. But the reality is, if I was to put a camera in your house, what would I find?
Lord.
And it's so easy to forget that and to give our judgment about a situation or what's going on. You don't know the backstory. So if you don't know my backstory, if you were not there, you know what the media has told you. But we know the media, what is the media there for in the first place? They're there to sell stories, amping it up in any way possible. So unless you actually have lived in the house with this young lady, unless you took part in her upbringing and you saw what was going on day to day, you don't have a right to speak anything negative on her behalf. If you're going to open up your mouth about her or any child, open up your mouth to pray. And if you cannot pray, then you need to close your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Because we don't realize what damage we do to people. We don't realize how we damage, even with our negative energy going out, and this girl is fighting for her life, you know, and I'm passionate about it because I understand that. I'm a young lady whose mother was strung out on crack cocaine for years. So I understand that, but you still love your mom. I was abused sexually, physically, you name it, emotionally. I tried to commit suicide 3 times, so I understand.
Yes.
How it feels to have hit a brick and you lose something that's so close and that's so dear to you, and you feel like, you know, why am I here anyway? You're crying out for help, but people aren't, they're not understanding, and they don't know how to help you. Because you got the wrong people trying to help you, and the right ones that can, they're in their self-righteous house, and they're too afraid to say, you know what, I understand, I can relate, let me go in and help. But I'm going to help. I'm going to have to stand transparent and show her, I got you, I understand where you are. This is why I'm so passionate, because I was that Bobby and Christine. I didn't do drugs. I used to drink like a fish.
Survive.
When I was young,
yes.
13 years old, turning up Tangeray like it was nothing at 13. So I understand. I understand that, and I just wish that, you know, us out there in social media, we don't have a whole lot of power to do a whole lot of things, but what we can do, we can begin to speak life to that situation.
Yes,
we don't know what God's plan is for this baby. We don't know if she's going to pass on, or if she's going to recover, if she's going to recover with limitations, but we need to be praying instead of always, oh, I knew this was going to happen. Keep that mess to yourself. Because it could very well be you. The power conversation. I know I used my minutes up to talk about that, but I think it needed to be said, and I'm going to continue to say it. But I want to thank you, Ms. D, because when you were talking and you were sharing your heart, that kept coming to me. And I was like, man, you know, I wish Bobby Christina could have had you in her life.
Bless the Lord.
I wish she could have had someone like you.
Yes.
And I think about all of the other Bobby Christinas.
Yes.
That's listening to this broadcast, that need D. Sally in their life, that needs someone that understands, that can relate, that can pour into, that can really help heal that wound, that can pour in the sob for that wound.
Lord.
Because we're walking around with bandages on stuff that's so pussy and that's just so infected. And it's time to allow those areas to be cleaned out. It's time to let go of some stuff so that we can live the best life ever. Guys, you know me, I'm sorry. I have to go in sometimes, and I don't, you know, hey, it is what it is. But I'm serious about that, guys. Pray, connect with Ms. D. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sharing your wisdom. We definitely have to have you back. We got about 90 seconds left. So the rest of the announcements, if you're not listening over the phone lines, you'll be able to catch this in the archives. We just want to share what we got going on with Destiny Empowerment, some of the upcoming events, how you can connect. You know that we've been doing our Recreating You tour for 2015, going to city. We kicked off here in Dallas, Texas on January 9th and 10th, and we are getting ready to hit the road. So Greensboro, North Carolina, get ready. We will be in your city March the 6th. 7th. You can connect with us. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our website, www.destinyempowerment.com. For more information, register to come to that event. Go to Eventbrite. Purchase your tickets. They're only $25. Amazing workshop and seminars with some amazing powerhouse presenters, subject matter experts, not just speakers, but subject matter experts that's going to come and that's going to give you the tools and the tips to help you be successful in life and in business. You want to be there. I'm going to be teaching you some strategies on how to stop playing small and to walk in your greatness. But I also have some amazing networking icebreakers that's going to literally change the way you network. It's going to teach you how to network smarter instead of harder. You're going to get an opportunity to pitch your business, what you have going on. We have some great things, so join us March 7th. And if you are then in New Jersey, it's the Glassboro area, so around that area you have Cherry Hill and Clementon. It's like 15, 20 minutes outside out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. March 21st, we will be in your area with this event at the Courtyard Marriott in Glassboro. So make sure you log on to our website. Pick the location that you want to attend the event. So March 7th, we'll be in North Carolina, Greensboro. March 21st, we'll be in New Jersey around the Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. March 28th, we will be in Brooklyn, New York. March 25th, we will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. June 6th, we will be in Rhode Island. We have many opportunities for you to connect. If you're not able to be there, if you're not able to physically be there, connect with us and be an advertising partner. What do you mean? Destiny Empowerment, we're launching our new paid membership site that's going to be absolutely phenomenal. But one of the free aspects of that site is our business directory. You can advertise your business in our online business directory that's seen by hundreds of America and that are entrepreneurs. You can advertise your business in there, and then not only will you be able to advertise in there for 3 months, you also get twice a month radio mentions about your company, your product, or your services on our radio show and on social media from yours truly. It is a $50 investment, so share your business. Be a swag bag partner. Put your business cards, your product, your services in our swag bags. That's $25. Or if you're in the area, you want to be a vendor, we have vending opportunities available as well. Go to our website. Send us some messages. If you're interested in any of the opportunities in any of the cities, guys, make sure that you connect. We have some great things that's going on in 2015, and we want you to be a part of it. If you can't physically be there, then be there with us in spirit by seating, by pouring into what we're doing so that we can reach many other people. Why? Because it takes a village. It takes a village to get the message out, to teach social entrepreneurship, community collaboration. You know, we want to destroy that stigmatism that we can't work together, that we have to be in competition with one another, because we are not. Why? Because what God put in you and what he put in me is both unique. So we can be called to do the exact same thing, but we still will both make an amazing impact. Why? Because I can't be you like you can be you, and you can't be me like I can be me. But if we come together and work our gifts together, man, we can now reach the nation. You know that's my motto. You know that's what I believe. So for more information, go to our website, www.destinyempowerment.com. Go to the Contact Us page to receive more information on being a vendor, being a swag partner, or go to the event page on our website and register. You can click in the space to say which event you want to attend, put that information, and once we get that, we will send you the link to go ahead and purchase your ticket. Another way you can be a blessing, you're not in that city, you can purchase a ticket for somebody else that wants to come and cannot afford to come. Maybe they're just starting their business. Maybe it's not there. Be a blessing to someone else. The tickets are only $25 for North Carolina, and they are $35 for New Jersey. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you tuning in to our show. I know we're a little over. Don't forget to join me this Sunday. Do not forget to join me this Sunday. Why? We have our Earth, Wind, and Fire Men's Edition. That's right. No, we ain't having a real Earth, Wind, and Fire, so y'all can stop snapping y'all fingers and grooving back and forth. I'm not talking about that Earth, Wind, and Fire, even though I may download a little bit of that music to play for you guys. But Earth, Wind, and Fire is our men's panel edition discussion with all men. Man, it's going to be so powerful. Earth representing leadership, wind representing spirituality, and fire representing relationships. We have an amazing panel of men that's going to be talking to us from a men's perspective on leadership, spirituality, and relationships on this coming Sunday. We have a 3-week event with them, Sunday the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. Earth, Wind, and Fire is going down right here on Destiny Empowerment Hour.
Keep that open.
Look for the event and be a part of that particular show and showcase. This is your host, your homegirl, none other than Sharice Riley, signing out. Want to thank our guest again, Mr. Breda D. Sally, for being with us. Guys, make sure you go and visit her website, www.abundantlifecoach.com. Visit her on Facebook, facebook.com/womenoftriumphanddestiny. Or follow her on Twitter at dsally, D-E-E-Sally, S-A-L-L-E-Y. Make sure you follow her, reach out to her, and share this information with someone else. If it's not for you, you know someone that can benefit. Make sure you share the information. Until Sunday, guys, remember this. Remember this. No one can stop you from achieving all that God has for you except for you. You are your own enemy. The devil doesn't have power unless you give it to him. You have to give him the power to stop you from walking in your greatness, just like you have to give people the authority to hinder you from being all that God called you to be. How do you give them the power? By believing the lies. By sitting idle or sitting still or taking a back seat or stopping in your tracks because someone says something contrary to where you were going. You have to be like David. And you have to learn how to pick up that mirror and get in that mirror and encourage yourself sometime. Because this journey of life that we're on, it's not going to always be easy. You're not going to always have people cheering for you. You're not going to always have people in your corner that understands the vision. Why? Because God did not give the vision to them. He gave it to you. And there come seasons in our life that in our vision, we got to close our mouths and we have to keep it to ourselves. Because it's during that time that he's developing, that he's nurturing, that he's working behind the scene to prepare you to give birth, to push out your greatness. So it's okay during the season in life that you feel like you're walking alone. Remember about those footsteps in the sand when you only see one. It's not you that's walking. It's God that's carrying you. You keep that on the forethought of your mind and you realize God will see you through any and everything that you put your mind to go after that's according to his purpose and his will for your life. It's time for you to be the best you that you can be. Why? Destiny is calling your name. And I have one question for you. Will you answer? This is your host, your homegirl, Sharice Riley, signing out. We'll catch you on Sunday, Destiny Empowerment Hour, Men's Edition. Until then, guys, be blessed, be prosperous, but most of all, be productive.